Clean Bandit, Rather Be. It's your hit music station, Star FM, with Jess and Travis. Now, this weekend, Travis, on Friday night, mm-hmm. you're going to be playing in a charity game out at the Ice House.
Yeah, it's the celebrity basketball match ahead of the Pioneers game down there. So we've got our match at 6:15, so make sure you're down there nice and early, and then, of course, the Pioneers match from 8 o'clock. But
and
I am playing.
This is all for a great cause, isn't it?
Yes, it's for NAIDOC Week, which obviously looking for representing Aboriginal and Islander people who do amazing things in our community and don't get enough recognition, which I think is great. So that's what the whole week is about. The Pioneers have got a special Guernsey that they're wearing. Mm. Guernsey? What? It's not football. They've got a special singlet that they're wearing that's been designed a little bit like the Indigenous round that we had in the AFL a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a great idea. But look, this morning I want to know, how's your kind of pre-game prep going? Because you're only 3 days out from the big game. Are you like starting your carbo loading or what are you doing?
That's actually a good idea. I should do that. No, I figured yesterday that I should try and like work out and try and like do something to try and get a little bit fitter than
I
am.
You know, it's kind of too late 4 days out to be working on your fitness.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is I only worked out that I was going to be playing like 5 days out. So this is just all the run-up that I've got, right? So I decided because I don't have any fancy gym equipment, right? Mm-hmm. I have a bike and that's it. And it was far too cold and wet to go riding my bike yesterday. So I stayed inside.
Wasn't it sunny all yesterday afternoon?
It was far too cold, Jess. And so I stayed inside and then I ran up and down the stairs like 20 times and I counted each time, right?
You know that like walking up and downstairs to the fridge and back doesn't count running up and down the stairs?
The fridge is downstairs, I'll have you know.
No, I mean, so up in your bedroom, walk down to the fridge, upstairs.
No, I intentionally did it. I intentionally ran up and down and I was so upset because I've got a Fitbit. It's this thing like that counts like the number of steps that you take and it works out how many like levels that you walked up of stairs. And I realized when I got to the 18th one, I wasn't wearing it. So none of it would count towards my daily step count. So I was devastated about that.
So you couldn't post it on Facebook. And if you work out and don't post it on Facebook, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count. That's exactly right. I decided I was going to try and do some sit-ups, but the problem was I was doing it with like the TV remote in my hand, right? And so I'd do a sit-up and then change the channel. And then there was like I was doing that for a little while and there was a really interesting story on the news. And so I just lay back and started watching that. And then I just watched the rest of the news.
So how many sit-ups did you actually do?
I did at least 12.
In a row?
I did at least 12.
Oh, my God.
The point
gosh.
Is, we're going to smash that other team, okay? You know who we've got
your
on our team?
Teammates might. I don't know.
No. Do you know who we've got on our team? We've got Pioneer's vice president, ex-Pioneer himself, Tom Kosh, on my team.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to be playing for us.
Well, they needed some good players to make up for your lack of skill.
My skill is amazing, I'll have you know.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe it might have been amazing 10 years ago when you played.
It's going to be amazing now, okay?
Yeah, we'll see how you go on Friday night out at the Ice House for this charity game. It's going to be quite entertaining, I think.
It's going to be a great game and we're going to win. In your face, the other team.
Okay.